Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What it means, very simply, substance is very close to the Greek word that it's translated from, hypostasis, which means a setting under, substance, that which stands under. What we hope for is set upon our faith. Our faith is what holds our hope up. It's what is underpinning our hope. We believe in the resurrection. What holds us up in that hope is our faith that it's going to happen. What is faith? I mean, what does the word mean? Because there's a lot of, you know, have faith, believe in yourself. Faith is, the word means, at least the Greek word, means persuasion. It is that quality that we possess when we are persuaded of something, when we believe something. When we have that, when we become, when in our minds we accept it as being true, that acceptance, that persuasion is called faith. We believe in the resurrection. We expect it to come. It is our hope. Therefore, our faith is the persuasion of that thing actually coming into reality. So it becomes to us the proof. The only thing solid, you should say, or we could say, of that actually happening. It's all we have to, you know, that our belief, that's what we have for what is coming. And this is what God has chosen that pleases Him, that we should have faith in that which we do not yet see. And that which, and some people say, well, you know, some people misunderstand this and say, as Paul says, you know, if you already see it, why do you yet hope for it? But still, it's like people have a lot of faith in the law of gravity, even though they observe it. And some people say, well, that's not faith. Well, in a certain sense, it's not faith only. It's faith, because I get these arguments. And the reason I'm going into this is because people out there will argue that faith is not based on proof. That it is only based on nothing except a promise of something to come. But that's not entirely true. Because our faith in the resurrection is not based on merely God saying, "Us, you will be raised," or just out of the bold blue, we believe we will be raised. Of our belief in ourself or our belief in belief. We are believing in God to raise us from the dead. We are believing in God to raise us from the dead as He rose Christ from the dead. If you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you should also believe that He will raise your body from the dead. So our faith is based on, and then people would argue, well, there's no proof for those things. But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is something can be proved, and you still place your faith in it. We know that whenever things go up, they come down. I know that if I drop something, it's going to fall to the earth. We call it the law of gravity. We have faith in it, though. How do you? Because we have faith and we expect that it's going to continue operating as it has operated. See, faith is the substance of something we don't see. Gravity could cease to operate tomorrow. Now you say, well, that's impossible. Well, how do you know it's impossible? Well, because it's always operated that way. But how do you know that it's impossible for it to suddenly cease operating? And any person who, and only, you know, a person of intelligence has to understand, please understand, that we don't really know for sure. You have to say, well, of course, anything can happen. Because to assume otherwise is not logical. It's not logical to assume that gravity will continue operating. Though it's not entirely unsound, right, to expect that, but we expect gravity to continue operating because of faith. When I raise something into the air to drop it, I believe it is going to fall to the ground. That moment when before I drop it, where I think it will fall, before it actually falls, I haven't seen it fall, but I believe it will fall. That's faith. Now, of course, you could say, well, I know it's going to fall. Well, you don't really know it's going to fall until you let go. Well, I do, you know, you can be stubborn, but this is the true. This is the true logical way of thinking. You really don't know if the object is going to fall. You don't. You could do it a million times in a row, and the million and first time, it might just levitate there. Well, that's crazy. Of course it's crazy, but that's philosophy. The point of this is that that moment, before it actually happens, before I see it happen, it is faith operating. And it's based on, my faith is based on, well, a million other times I dropped it and it fell. So I believe it's going to fall again. You say, well, it's based on proof. Well, no, it's not based on proof till I actually drop it. Because I don't know if this is the time when it's going to levitate. And that is absolutely true. It's based on faith until you actually see it. Past proofs are not proofs that it's going to be again. Though you come, it is becomes 99.99999999999% likely. The likelihood is extremely high that it's going to fall again. Why? Because I have millions of examples of things, and probably billions and trillions of examples of things falling when we drop them. The probability is extremely high that it's going to fall, but it's not proven that it's going to fall. And I use that analogy so that you would understand how faith is. It is not based on nothing. It is based on certain things that we take to be facts. Certain things, like I'll use the resurrection again. A lot of people don't believe in the accounts of the resurrection, right? I do. Now, they could say, well, you're accepting that based on faith. And I say, well, I'm accepting their account. You know, a lot of people believe things about the earth and about science that they themselves haven't tested, but they believe the men who say they have tested it and that they have confirmed scientifically the results of their tests. So people accept these things as facts. No one was, there are many news stories reported for which only one reporter was on the scene and other people were not there. I watched a movie